Ah, Portugal. There's so much to do, but so little I feel like I have to do when we are here. Talk about a foreign feeling. When we are back from vacation, let's make sure we are still on track with our investment plans. You know, just in case we want to retire here.
With Vanguard Advice, no matter what your retirement goals are, we can help you get there. That's the value of ownership. Visit Vanguard.com and explore Vanguard Advice. All investing is subject to risk. Fund shareholders own the funds that own Vanguard. Services are provided by Vanguard Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. With me today, such a joy, such a privilege and a pleasure. It's not all the time that I get a female, a woman on the show. I mean, sometimes I do, but today I have none other than the bride, the wife of the Turkish tornado, Miss Tina Ari. Miss Tina, welcome to the man of, the Q&A show, Are you there?
I am.
Okay. Did I leave you speechless with my introduction?
You did.
The Turkish tornado. I teased your husband Hilmi with that recently, and I just because of course we told the story how he's from Turkey, his dad was from Turkey, and then told some of the story how he met the love of his life on a cruise ship. It must have been the love boat, I'm thinking. I don't know, right?
It must have.
Were they on the show? For those who are older listen to the Q&A, maybe they remember the show, The Love Boat. Maybe I shouldn't sing. Okay. Anyway, I didn't ask Hilmi that, but was it on the love boat that his mom and dad met?
I don't know. It must have been.
Okay. Well, a cruise anyway, for sure. So they met. He grows up. He's, 6 years in Turkey. He comes to America. He's already learned English. And then and his dad, who is impeccable integrity in the medical field. I know everybody loved Dr. Ari there in Lincolnton, North Carolina, where you guys live. And tell us just real quick how Miss Tina met Hilmi and how that love story unfolded.
This is a funny story. His dad was my mom's doctor, and his dad would have actually delivered me when my mom was pregnant.
Come on.
So he happened to be out of town when I was born, so it actually didn't happen that he would have delivered me. And his dad actually delivered almost every one of my cousins and delivered my sister. And then some years down the road, whenever I was in school, I was going to school to become a medical coder at the time. And at that point, I needed to have some in-office experience and some doctor's office experience and hospital experience.
Right.
Well, we had plenty of hospitals that would let us come in and do our school experience through them, but we didn't have enough doctor's offices. So my mom told me, she said, well, I need you to go pay my bill. She said, why don't you go in there and ask them if they'll let you come in there and do some of your medical experience through there or your school experience through there.
Right.
So I go in there, and lo and behold, Hilmi's the office manager over his dad's office.
Okay.
So I go home and I ask my mom, and I'm like, okay, so what can you tell me about Dr. Ari's son? And she's like, nothing because he's married. I said, mm-mm. No, he's not. He does not have a ring on.
Come on.
Are you sure? And I said, I'm positive. He does not have a ring on. Well, come to find out, you know, we ended up not being able to do the medical directed practice through his office or anything. My teacher didn't end up calling his office. Well, after I'd graduated and everything, I started working at the hospital there in Lincolnton. And I was working second shift by myself at the time. And my supervisor came and told me, she said, well, we've got someone coming in to do some chart reviews. She said, do you want me to put them in the conference room or the doctor's work room?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. Have you registered for the Morningstar Men's Conference in August? Not yet? What are you waiting for? We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including NBA All-Star Al Wood, WWE Superstar Lex Luger, General Jerry Boykin, David and Jason Benham, the Benham Brothers, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton, Chris Reed, and of course, Dr. Rick Joyner, and yours truly. Get registered today. What are you waiting for? Go to mstarevents.com. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I said, either one's fine with me. And I said, just let me know which one so I know to look out for them. And she told me who it was. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know exactly who this is. Yeah, we ended up spending the entire night talking and we just hit it off from there.
You hit it off and almost, you know, like I said, so was it for your mom? Was it, you know, kind of love at first sight when she saw your dad? He's like, yeah, I think so. And so sounds like you guys just fell right in suit there, Tina, that you know, you saw this handsome young man, Hilmi Ari, and striking young Turkish man. And the doves were cooing for you, it sounds like, and him as well. So
yep.
That's awesome. So you guys just started. So how, and you've been married how long now?
24 years.
Well, congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Yep.
So,
and we just found out that we've got another grandbaby on the way.
Nice.
In November.
Which will be how many then?
That'll be eight.
Eight grandbabies. Wow.
Yep.
Congratulations. Somebody's been busy. So you guys are catching up to me. I just had my 10th grandchild. So you're trying to compete, I get the feeling. But anyway, so, well, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing a little bit of your story. And absolutely just, you know, love you and your husband. You guys are awesome. And you've been so very helpful, you know, him as a businessman over the years with his prior printing business and helping me out with that, with like 8x10s and banners and all kinds of things. I know he's kind of got away from that more or less and stepped out more into an entrepreneurial role. And of course, you're more or less retired. You're not still working in the medical field, right? You're retired, right?
No, I had to go out on disability because of I've got rheumatoid arthritis and a bunch of other things that go along with it. And I was working from home and it got to the point where I couldn't even work from home anymore.
Yeah, you're just like,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so I try to help him out here as much as I can.
Yep. And you do.
And whenever it got to the point that I couldn't work from home anymore,
yeah.
I thought that's it. It's time to hang it up.
Time to hang it up. So well, yeah. And I know you are incredibly helpful there at the house, and you have been so gracious, you guys, to have me over as a guest numerous times, so I get to see firsthand how you guys a labor of love, how you guys work together in business, but also just in your personal life. So well, this is the Q&A show, and so we got a little backstory on you, but let's flip the table here and give you, Tina, the opportunity to ask me a couple, three questions. And so if you're ready, just fire away with your first question.
Okay. So my first question, what was the smallest venue or the smallest number of people that you've ever wrestled in front of? And how did you keep it exciting?
Exciting
and fresh for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Cause I'll just tell you truthfully. So, I mean, let's just give a truthful answer. Obviously, it's easier to get jacked up, pumped up when I'm walking into the ring against Ric Flair at the Great American Bash where there's 25, 30, 35,000 people in the stadium, right? That's not hard. I mean, it really isn't. That's not really too hard. But when you walk into the Lynchburg Armory and up in Virginia and there's like 10 people in the audience, and like I'm not exaggerating that, there were times. Yeah. What people don't understand is, like, people. Okay, let me help the listener out here with this too. You know, there's big fat contracts. You go read about AEW. It's all public, right? These guys make $3.5 million a year now to wrestle once a week. I mean, I didn't make $3.5 million in my entire career, nor even scratch that, right? Our guarantee, our guarantee was $50 a night. That was our guarantee. And out of that came your gas money, any food, meals, like hotels, because the promoter paid for nothing back then. Like you paid for everything. And so just to help the listener understand a little bit better what we paved for these guys who are living on the gravy train now, okay, with pay-per-views and all that kind of stuff. So literally, and Lynchburg Armory immediately came to mind, because there was more than one time I'd walk into that armory, I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Get pumped up. Get your mind right. You know, pretend there's 30,000 people out there, because, you know, they still paid to come, even if there's only 10. So for me personally, this is just me. I can't speak for any of the other guys. My goal, regardless of whether there was 10 or 10,000, my goal was to walk into the ring that night and give the very best performance I could give, regardless of the number of people. They were paying customers. I wanted them to be able to walk away and say Nikita Koloff gave everything he had in that match tonight. So that was my personal goal, but it did take a lot of discipline and again, just a mindset. You might even say a paradigm shift to mentally go, okay, I can't focus on the lack of bodies in the building. I have to focus on what they paid to come and see. So, and that's what
exactly.
I did. That's what a great question.
You feed off the energy from the crowd.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, even with 10 guys there, I mean, there might have been one, like, especially as a bad guy, like what I would always try to do is find one that I could get under their skin and aggravate them the entire match. And yeah. I would work on just that one for real, because I knew that one would get the rest of the crowd going. And 99% of the time they did. But yeah, that was my strategy personally. So, but yeah, you did. You feed off the energy of the crowd, the electricity in the building. So for sure. Great question, Tina. Great question.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So going from there, what was your favorite venue and why?
So there were I have a lot of history at the Charlotte, the old Independence Arena. It's all kinds of different names. Now it's called Bojangles, I think, Arena, but it was Independence Arena. It might have been the Charlotte Arena for a while. I don't know all the different names. Over just outside of downtown Charlotte, and so many amazing memories there. I mean, it's where I won match number 7 against Magnum TA in that building. It's where I turned from a bad guy to a good guy in the cage that night when I came to the American Dream, up the road, the Tower of Power, 2-3 to be Thawa, if you will. Yeah. And we became the Thupa Powith, baby. Yeah. So it was there that night that we turned. I mean, it wasn't in that building, but it was still in Charlotte. At the stadium, I think Memorial Stadium, I think it was called at the time, where I wrestled Ric Flair for the very first time for the World Heavyweight Belt at the first ever Great American Bash. So certainly Charlotte, which was our home and was a mecca for wrestling and wrestlers, was memorable. But one of the others, although there were a number of them, but one of the others that immediately come to mind was the Baltimore Arena, a little old school arena and down just off the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, where Dusty and I won the Jim Crockett Cup Tag Team Tournament, which is incredibly memorable. That was a two-day tournament. We got to spend time in the Inner Harbor. One of my favorite restaurants was in Little Italy there in Baltimore called Sabatino's. And if we were in Baltimore, we went to Sabatino's, you know. In fact, I went there just now a while back. I was doing some ministry in town, and they knew I loved that place. They surprised me and took me over there. Same owners, and I had not been in that restaurant for 25 years. And the same owners. Now, the kids are now running it, but they recognized me, and they were flipping out. They remember when we always used to come in, and they wanted pictures with all their kids who are now running the restaurant, the whole deal. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so pretty cool thing. So Baltimore. I would say those two. And there's more. There's more stories, more that I could. I'll say this. The Great American Bash on tour. When we went to, I don't even remember, I think a 15-20 stadium tour, like, so RFK Stadium, you know, the Redskins Stadium in Washington, the Pittsburgh Steeler, Riverfront Stadium, I think in Pittsburgh, I think it was called, where the Cincinnati Bengals played, where, I mean, there were just stadiums, you know, just all these different stadiums down in Florida that we wrestle in all these stadiums, which is a really, really cool memory as well. Great American Bash on tour.
Yep. That's cool.
Another great question. Man, you're asking some good ones, Tina. What else you got?
Okay. On your wrestling bucket list, were there ever any venues that you did not get to go to? That you wish you had?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
You know, Europe. I didn't really wrestle in Europe. I wrestled a couple, three tours in Japan. I wrestled in the Middle East. We did a 10-day tour in Kuwait, the mecca of wrestling.
Right.
In the Middle East.
That always gets to me. That one's really cool.
Yeah, I was actually close to Hilmi's home. Come on, Turkey. I think I was just across the border. Too bad Hilmi's not on the interview. But anyway, you can tell him that later. I was right in his backyard, right in his back door. Yeah. Yeah. I could do a whole show on the tour to Kuwait. But but I would say Europe. To answer your question, I would say Europe, because it was, you know, there were times where they were starting to go over to Europe, and I was either in contract negotiations, in between contracts, because I wasn't going to wrestle without a contract, you know, if possible, unless I had some kind of, at least some kind of agreement that they'd get the contract done. And so, you know, I would have enjoyed, I think, wrestling in England and Germany and Italy and some of those different places that Scotland and some of the different places those guys went, because I haven't been to some of those countries, which I want to go one day. But so, yeah, Europe would be the answer to that question. So, man, I don't think anyone, Tina, just so you know, has ever asked any of these questions. Those are really good. Just want you to know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're really good. We got time for one more. Do you have one more?
Yep. This one's going to be kind of off off topic.
Okay.
Okay.
Different subject.
I know that you are a very healthy eater.
Yes, ma'am.
So whenever it comes to your diet, so what do you have whenever you have a special cheat day food?
Ooh, did you say cheat or treat? Which did you say?
Not like a cheat day food.
Yeah, well, I don't cheat. Like you got the rule slapped across your hand in school when you cheated, you know. So and
so
I learned
to
cheat.
Let's say treat.
Exactly, because like, you know, because you and I know cheaters never win, right? I mean,
that's right.
They may win. Treat. It may appear as though they're winning for a while, but there's always consequences to the cheating. It always
that's
comes
right.
back around. If not in this lifetime, I assure you there will be consequences for cheating in the life to come when everyone stands before Jesus. There will be consequences. So anyway, that's a whole nother subject for another time as well, Tina. But to answer your question, so yes, and for those out there who don't know, I try to be a pretty clean eater, clean, lean, clean and green, beans, greens and berries, it took me 300 days a week. Give myself 65 flexible. I kind of call them now reset days or treat days. And I don't go crazy with it. Like you know, I might have a Krispy Kreme donut, but I don't have 12. Okay, but I might have two. You know, I might have some pizza, but I don't have a whole pie. I might have one or two slices, right, of pizza.
Right.
But pizza's a favorite. Pizza's a favorite. In fact, my dear friend Lex Luger recently blessed me when I was in Atlanta with him with a incredible, I think they call it four corner butter crusted barbecue chicken.
I remember you talking about that one.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yes.
Little plug for Jet's Pizza. If you have a Jet's Pizza in your town or wherever you live, go get a four corner. Anyway, it's amazing. It's probably one of the best pizza I've ever had. So pizza, I'm a cheesecake guy. And I don't have all this stuff every day, but, you know, I change it up, have fun week to week, you know, one day a week, I have a reset day and then a few holidays, et cetera. So I'm a cheesecake connoisseur. I do enjoy Dairy Queen blizzards. And so I may have a blizzard from time to time, a piece of cheesecake. I really like a good carrot cake, an occasional burger and some French fries, deep fried fries. Occasionally some fried chicken. So it just depends. Like a lot of times, Tina, I'm out. Yep. Usually Sunday's my reset day or my treat day because I'm preaching somewhere on tour as an evangelist, ministering, maybe doing a man-up conference the day before, and they want to take me out on Sunday after church. And so I'm like, hey, you got any home cooking places around here? Like the real deal? You know, like the mashed potatoes? Yes, yep. Like the mashed potatoes, gravy. If I can stay away from chain restaurants, I prefer to do that. Because they're anywhere and everywhere. But man, if you get some of that old grandma's recipes and home cooking, man, it's
absolutely
so good.
Yep.
Peach cobbler, you know, I mean, banana pudding, you know. I need to stop. I'm making myself hungry here, Tina.
I know.
So,
that's what I was just thinking, too.
Anyway, but no, hey, again, another great question. For all you listening out there, if you're not on the health kick hey, I would encourage you, you know, make that a priority because, you know, without your health, and as Tina just even alluded to, you know, she's got a number of different health issues, but that I, you know, just praying for her and trying to encourage her along to be mindful of, you know, there's the old expression is we are what we eat. So if we're garbage in, garbage out, you know, if you're putting if you're putting not so healthy stuff in your body, like all the time, it'll, again, there's consequences, right? It'll eventually catch up with you. So I'm the guy, Tina, that when I coach,
I know there are certain foods that mess with my RA, like too many tomatoes,
too many
potatoes, too many, there's another one that messes me up.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
Send me into a flare and a heartbeat.
Yep. So you just got to kind of know your body, listen to your body, and know you know right things to put in and not put in, right? So awesome. Well, awesome. Well, you have been wonderful today. It's so great to have you on the Q&A show with Cola. Thank you for setting some time aside.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, and do me a favor, if you would, just hug that your husband's neck for me, Mr. Hilmy.
I will.
And just sure love you guys and appreciate all your support for me
too.
What I do. So thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Hey, just a quick reminder, if you'd like to be on the Q&A show with Koloff, just email me, koloff.net. And just shoot me a message, an email, and say, hey, I'd love to be on your show, and we'll get you on. Hope you have a wonderful week out there. God bless you. Tune in again for another episode, Q&A with Koloff.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.